This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Four days left, the most important election in U.S. history. The balance, not just of this country, but the world is in the balance. The Chi-Cons are now openly involved in the manipulation of our internal elections in a big way. I'm going to go to a special report. When we come back, I'm going to re-kick off the transmission. Because we could not have more momentous things to deal with, more momentous issues to cover. And I'm just telling every listener and viewer, if you just tuned in for the first time, find out who we really are, not what the corporate media has to say about us, and realize whether you're listening on local radio stations or TV stations, or whether you are listening to us online, however you're listening or watching, spread the word, because they're attempting to snuff out not just our First Amendment, but your First Amendment right now. And even the Washington Times has one of their military correspondents and Fox News contributors saying they believe the Chi-Coms are behind my deplatforming. But first, I'm going to go to this short report. H3 podcast stream is terminated for talking about Alex Jones. We reported this over the weekend, but there's many examples of this. But now we actually have the video. Here it is.
Alex Jones, you all know him, the notorious conspiracy theorist, right wing. I want to say a lot of people consider him right wing. I don't consider him right wing. I consider him an alien. I feel like making him affiliated with a political party is like
alien
trying to pin down like what country you exist to on Mars. He was recently banned by YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and Facebook. Banned. All the channels removed.
Just days after banning Alex Jones from their platform, YouTube cut off the popular H3 live stream just minutes after they began discussing Alex Jones. And for what it's worth, they were defending YouTube.
I don't think he really believes what he says, like, about all the crazy stuff that...
Well, that's definitely debatable.
Hey, guys, let me cut in real quick. Wow. We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Community guidelines. Wow.
We can't even show his footage.
What?
What?
We were live streaming, and right as we were getting into it, you guys saw, if you're watching the VOD, YouTube, in their infinite wisdom, removed our live stream and gave us a strike. Which basically, when you get a strike, you can't live stream anymore. So some genius over at LiveTube.
LiveTube.
You see what it's doing to me? My whole rant, as I was just getting into, was very, I'm taking YouTube's side. That Alex Jones is a crazy conspiracy theorist who violated the terms of service, was doing all this shit that shouldn't, that by YouTube's terms of service shouldn't be allowed. And what the does YouTube do? They're like, you know what we need to do? Ethan is defending us. Ethan is defending us against Alex Jones right now. Do you know what we can do in one fell swoop to legitimize Alex Jones and to piss Ethan off and turn him against us? Let's shut his channel down and give him a strike mid-live stream. It's brilliant. Let's do that. Shut it down.
I'll fade this down.
What the f***?
Full reports on InfoWars.com. This is being done to a lot of people. It's called deplatforming. It's like China. If you talk about the dictator looking like Winnie the Pooh, you get banned from the internet. It's a global social score, and you guys complying with it, all you podcasters going along with it, are going to bring it into America. This is the admitted global plan. Now, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, the big news is straight ahead. They are preparing the fake N-word tape. We've been warning of this for years, and of course YouTube deleted our video about it, detailing how they can do it. If they already had it, they would have already used it.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
A big event coming, a group of big events, a firestorm. We're now only 84 days out from the most important election in U.S. history. November 8th, 2016 only established the beachhead to return the republic. Prosperity began to come almost instantly as the globalist boot was lessened on our neck. But now they're striking back with every form of propaganda and disinformation they've got, and they're deplatforming and banning conservatives, nationalists, and patriots across the board as communist China spreads its wicked wings. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the tip of the spear. This is the InfoWar. Why is Emma Rosa out there floating this fake N-word tape that she's never heard or never seen, but some aides told her they might have heard? It's all been cooked up from the beginning, according to our inside sources that warned of Amorosa when he first hired her, that she was a Trojan horse set up to make sure the black vote doesn't go to Trump. Why are they panicking? With African Americans and Hispanics, Trump's numbers have doubled in the last year. No Republicans ever had such support. The landslide's accelerating. The Democratic Party wants to keep folks on the plantation and to stop things like this.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast. Hard to believe it's already the 14th day of August 2018. We have a lot of news, obviously, to break down and a lot of news to cover here. They are cracking down not just on myself, but thousands of other prominent nationalists and conservatives in organized crime. They have CNN and the mainstream corporate media lying about what we've said and done, to build the straw man and then have us deplatformed, to set the precedent for everyone else to be deplatformed. And it's all moving into high gear. Now, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to lay out the scientific facts, the evidence, what we covered a year and a half ago about Photoshop for voice faces backlash 2 years ago. They released it to a limited group, had to pull it back because it can break voice print codes. It is indistinguishable from the real person's voice. If they can get a recording of you for even 30 seconds, they can perfectly fake it. And now you know they would have used an N-word tape if they had it back during the election or after, but they haven't. So now it's, oh, AIDS talking about, yeah, we hear there's one. He feels real bad about it. As if you can't get operatives inside the White House, which we know happened. We know Amarosa, we warned about Trump hiring her to begin with. Roger Stone's joining us at the bottom of the hour. We know that it's very easy for people to then sit there and basically repeat rumors or say whatever they want, and then that becomes the thing that counters double the number of black Americans, Hispanic Americans supporting Trump as they see the economy coming back, optimism. You know, the lie about saying he hates all Mexicans and says they're all rapists and criminals never was said. He said a lot of great people coming across. We just want to vet who they are. You've also got a lot of rapists and murderers coming across, which is totally true. And the left is so behind covering this up that when the guy shoots Kate Steinlin in the back and she dies, the government and the system says she's wonderful out in San Francisco, and they let her go. They let the killer go, even though he admits he shot her in the back. And there's other examples of that coming up today with all these Islamic terror attacks that we've been seeing with Westminster. It's been attacked several times by cars. Four people run over. Thank God none of them are dead. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars all over Sweden with its Stockholm syndrome burned by Islamic gangs. You've got the media for a week with the report and the police saying that they found a dead body of a child who'd been tortured in some type of ritual, reportedly, according to the police, allegedly, but they have now admit there's a dead body. And underground tunnels and all these weapons, and they said they had witnesses that talked to the kids and others that gave them tips that they were starving to death and didn't have water and were being trained for this. And the liberal judge, because they got up and said, oh, you're racist, oh, you're bad, oh, you're evil, the lawyer got up and said that for the five Muslim men who were connected to the famous mosque and all the rest of it in the World Trade Center bombing in the early 1990s, she releases them on $20,000 bond. That's $2,000 you have to pay. And waives that fee altogether and says she feels sorry for them. So that's the level of censorship. That's the level of virtue signaling that's going on. That the lawyer, I have the transcript here, for the Islamicist, said that if they were white or Christian, they wouldn't be here. But we have that video and audio coming up as well. And it's just crazy. If you were Christian and in a compound with rubber tires around it and underground tunnels with starving people, and they found the body of a dead kid who got reported missing from another state, and the families are calling the police saying, please do something, and they just released people who had the body, admittedly, of a dead child who died in a ritual, according to witnesses? No, if you were a group of white people or black people or Hispanics or anybody else, and you were out in a compound with tunnels in the ground and there's a dead body, and the witnesses that called about it said they're training to go do school shootings and attack police, you would not be released from jail 5 days after you got arrested. But that's what, I mean, you can't even hardly find in the news that these are Islamic attacks in Sweden or Islamic attacks in England or Islamic attacks going on constantly. That's coming up as well. And then obviously the big story, all the censorship that's going on and how it's expanding. And how people have got to counter it. But first, the whole Amarosa situation when we come back. From the break on the other side, this is the coordinated attempt by the globalists to bring this country down. Let me stop right there. As everyone knows, we have had unmitigated attacks. They're trying to take our servers down right now. They are filing false reports, criminal false reports. Corporations, individuals, boards of governors of privately traded companies are defaming us with the claims they put out in the news for PR and to curry favor with big tech. It's all happening. This is how they shut down America. This is how they bring the Chinese-style credit score to America. This is how they bring you can neither buy nor sell to America if you're not a good globalist. They've taken us off 26 platforms. They're trying to get our credit card processing right now. They kicked us off Credio after we were kicked off AdRoll last year, saying that we're promoting hatred when all we were selling was water filters, air filters, and high-quality supplements. We are being put into a electronic gulag. We're being removed from the electronic ghetto, the electronic gulag. We're moving from being shadow banned to totally banned, and it's an incredibly dangerous time. And I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you all for spreading the word. But the globalists are betting you're going to forget about what they've done to us and everybody else and just move on. No, this is the big issue for Congress, for the president. In fact, I had a stack in there from last night when I went live till 10, and I really need it bad. It had the new Senator Warner stuff where he wants EU-style censorship and to shut down, quote, fake news. And then I had the Chris Murphy news and all the rest of it saying shut us down. So they're all official now saying they're coming for all of you. Now, we have the only news app that has a 5.0 rating, a perfect rating, and is number one. And so they obviously want to shut that down, too. That's how un-American these people are. They want to control what you hear and see, and they're allied with the greatest mass murderers in history, the China.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com. Former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to get into this Operation N-Word that the Democrats in the deep state have launched to try to keep black Americans and others on the Democratic Party plantation. Because they are absolutely waking up and coming over to the side of Trump, and I'm seeing it on the ground with everybody I know. That's very, very exciting. So right on time, this whole thing comes in here to derail that. If they had a tape of Trump doing this, if NBC had a tape or anybody else had a tape, they would have already played that tape back in the election. And they would already be trying to leverage that on Trump. Trump has denied it. He says it's not true. And he says they also heavily edited the famous thing from him, you know, 14 years ago or whatever, 13 years ago on the bus, where they're out there recording him knowing he's mic'd up about to come out. Imagine being the president now, surrounded everybody with phones. They're trying to edit it. They're trying to take it out of context. It's incredible. And I've experienced this with Megyn Kelly. YouTube has now deleted the video that had millions of views where I showed what I did live on air, unedited, where I said, I don't know if Hillary's running child sex rings. I know she represented child molesters in court, made jokes about it, said she didn't care. Her husband settled a bunch of rape cases. They're in bed with Epstein politically, flying on his airplane. He's a known child sex trafficker. But her funding the Middle East and her funding the Arab Spring has killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people, tens of thousands of women and children sold into sex slavery. And then I showed news articles. So I said, so she is guilty of raping and murdering children, because in the under federal law and common law, if you're the mafia boss and you order a murder, you're just as guilty as the person that does the murder. In fact, more. It's capital murder. It's premeditated. So I said, so she is guilty. That was video, sitting here in this chair with an American flag behind me, whole nine yards. They took it, edited it, played audio on Fox News, Megyn Kelly, saying I said there were kids in a basement and that she murdered them. They edited two different shows together. That is criminal. That is pure evil. So I've experienced this, and I've seen them say that Trump took Martin Luther King's bust out. It was right there in the video. Or they didn't visit Congressman Scalise, or he fed the fish wrong, or blah, blah, blah. And by the way, we have some cards in the deck we haven't played dealing with what Trump thinks about black people. And I've been asked not to play those cards, so I'm not going to play those cards. People ask me not to, I won't, but it's the truth. Roger Stone's joining us for the next segment. I want to play little snippets of the edited audio that CBS is playing, and then I want to show you what the real issue is, because this is mainstream news right here. Senate Democrats are circulating plans for government takeover of the Internet. That's Reason.com. They're already doing it. They're already doing it. You don't announce an operation when you're doing it. We're in the middle of it. Zero Hedge. The Revenge of Hillary. Senator Mark Warner proposes the end of free speech. A week after this came out, in Reason, he now goes public and says, yeah, we're going to adopt EU rules that totally shut down free speech. I told you, Google and Facebook are going under EU fines. That's why this is coming here. And the Chinese are involved. This is foreign powers meddling in the Internet. Trump's leaving the web alone as Mr. Capitalist. But that's the same as giving it to China and the EU, Mr. President. Senator Murphy, InfoWars is the tip of a giant iceberg of hate and lies that uses sites like Facebook and YouTube to tear our nation apart. These companies must do more than take down a website. The survival of our democracy depends on it. They mean their corrupt globalist system. And then Noam Chomsky for 4 days warns this is pure evil. No one covers it but Drudge. They're making their move. Now, before I go to this tape, let's look at these articles right here. This is from years ago, and you can go to InfoWars.com and read our articles about it, but our videos demonstrating it are gone. We'll have to redo the videos demonstrating how we can record my voice and have me just read out the newspaper for 30 seconds, and then you can type in what you want it to say, and in a minute, it translates it, and it's my voice, and you could have me never saying the N-word, and you could have me saying whatever you wanted. You could have me saying the most outlandish things. Adobe creates voice Photoshop. The technology allows users to alter speakers' words. 2016. But the censors say, nope, we can't see that now. All destroyed. Photoshop for voices. Faces backlash. They put it on the market. BBC reported, pulled it off because it allows people to take public recordings and then get voice prints, whatever you want, and frame people. So that's the report. Read about Adobe Voco. There's many other programs that do it. You've all seen, you know, 20 years ago, Forrest Gump shake hands with JFK. It never happened. This is how they fake it. This is how they do it. So if they had the step, they would have released it. But now they get people talking about rumors, people who denied it, people that said that, you know, that it hadn't been said with this Frank Luntz. And then now, again, it's back to it. And then, obviously, if they're hypothetically talking about what if this comes out, then they're going to discuss how to spin it. So these are all highly edited tapes. Someone illegally recorded a lot of this in the Situation Room. This is just amazing. Let's go ahead and go to that tape.
Pentagon Newman claims to have heard a recording of President Trump using the N-word during his time on The Apprentice.
You would never imagine he talked that way.
In her new book, Unhinged, Omarosa claims the Trump campaign was aware of the existence of the tape. She describes an October 2016 phone conversation with Lynn Patton, then assistant to Eric Trump, spokesperson Katrina Pearson, and campaign communications director Jason Miller, in which they discuss how to deal with the potential fallout from its release.
I'm trying to find out at least what context it was used in to help us maybe try to figure out a way to spin it.
Patton then described a conversation she had with then-candidate Trump about making the slur.
I said, well, sir, can you think of any time that this might have happened? And he said, no.
Well, that's not
you
true.
Know, how do you,
so,
he goes, how do you think I should handle it? And I told him exactly what you just said, Omarosa, which is, well, it depends on what scenario you're talking about. And he said, well, why don't you just go ahead and put it to bed? I don't know what the scandal is. Yeah, he said it. He's a man.
Pearson denied the call ever took place.
Hit pause again. Back this up. Notice they're saying Trump said he didn't do it. So they're just wargaming. What if this is real? And he goes, no, it's not real. And Omarosa goes, no, that's not true. She's in there recording this, setting everybody up, and they can't even get what they want. And so now they're trying to pick this all apart because people sat there and wargamed it. Let's continue.
Pearson denied the call ever took place during an interview on Fox News Monday night.
Katrina Kirsten said he said it. Did that happen?
No, Ed. That did not happen. It sounds like she's writing a script for a movie.
By the way, hit pause again. CBS thinks you're stupid. We're going to have to go over this some more today. She said he denied it. Omarosa goes, that's not true, until she's recording a phone call. So what she's saying is it isn't true that he did say he said it, not that she didn't have the phone call. And imagine trying to remember all this while Omarosa, who begged for the job, is running around this reality TV star with the recording, wanting to be somebody big in mainstream media. Unbelievable. Roger Stone's coming up. Please remember, without you, you are who finances InfoWars. We won't be here. Go get some Mean as a Wolverine, Reelect 45, InfoWars.com, Molon Labe shirts. They're all there. There's no excuse not to support free speech and InfoWars. We've got the globalists on the run, but we need your support now more than ever. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
I wanted to get Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, on because when Trump was getting ready to hire Omarosa, he flipped out on air. And I know, begged the White House not to do it, warned them. Piers Morgan has come out and said that she tried to get him to have sex with her to win Celebrity Apprentice. You can hear these tapes. You don't know if they're talking about the grab her by the you-know-what tape, this tape. Did Trump say the N-word? No, he says he didn't. No one's saying they heard a tape of this. This is all just rumors and innuendo of a lady running around with a phone for almost a year inside the White House and before that working with the campaign. But she's got a history in Haiti, too. So we're talking to Roger about this. But this is how they try to derail things. Meanwhile, even mainstream news is having to admit that the Chi-Coms are more and more taking control of this country. And they are the ones financing and pushing the takedown of yours truly off of the Internet. Alex Jones is right. China is the threat, and it may be too late. The Washington Times, L. Todd Wood, who's a national security advisor to Fox News, contributor, military veteran from Special Operations. I'm not going to get into all the things he's done from the U.S. Air Force Academy, but he lays it out right here, some other scholarly work, that everything is Chi-Com run except the military and a few branches of the government. They totally took us over with the help of the Democrats and the globalists. So remember, when somebody's trying to get us back under the control of the people and bring back prosperity, that the Chi-Coms are literally manipulating and controlling Hollywood and Netflix and all of it. All this anti-American stuff, all this race war stuff, all the sexualization of children, that's all illegal in China. But they're doing it here. We'll be getting into that. That report is on InfoWars.com. Will you guys tweet this out on Watson's Twitter and on mine, please? Please tweet it from the Washington Times, not from InfoWars. I did post it in full. I don't normally do that, but it's all about me, and it's very, very accurate. So I post the whole thing at InfoWars.com, and I'm going to tweet the Washington Times version to the world because it's so important. So understanding the threat, there it is. We'll get more into that coming up and the censorship that's happening. But right now, let me lay this out. They are suing us and trying to shut us down. Those suits aren't going well, but it's costing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for the big suits to defeat them. And they've got three Sandy Hook lawsuits. They've got a bunch of others that are very, very serious. If they can shut us down, it will be a big victory for the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. And they admit a overturning of the New York Times versus Sullivan and basically the First Amendment. So we can defeat this and we can be strong. But they're trying to take our payment processors. They've taken our Credio, third-party advertising, so we can't advertise on platforms, just supplements and air filtration, water filtration. We're not just here on air trying to get you to finance this operation. I reach out to other audiences and advertise, spend a lot of money to bring in the money we need to fund this operation. I love capitalism and I love businessmen and women. This is a patriot military operation, a organic resistance to the globalist. And so that's how I see it. Is I'm an independent Texan. I'm an American. I know the globals are trying to take over. I built a system to fight them. We've been successful. We've helped reboot the resistance worldwide, not just here. And the enemy knows that. So do you know how important InfoWars is? I know a lot of you do. Pray for us. Support us. Spread the articles, the videos. Tell people by hand with little cards. Find out about verboten InfoWars. You've done it. We have the 5.0 app. The only app in the App Store that's news. We're number one in both formats of Android and Apple. I tweeted this out at Real Alex Jones. I'll put it on screen, please. It is number one, and it is a 5.0. Just go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter, like I said during the break. Got a setup for that. Just go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and it's one of the tweets from today, that it's a 5.0 in the Apple Store. And so that's why they're trying to get rid of it. That's why they're trying to remove it, is because we launched it a month ago and it went into the top 40. Unheard of. Then it shot past the New York Times, CNN, Fox News, everything to the top. They don't know what to do. It's going to go to number one, period, very, very soon. Not just in news. So what happens when you're number one? CNN lobbies to have it removed. That is Chinese communist-type behavior. And they have military officers in high-level Pentagon positions saying, no, it's the Chi-Coms. Well, I was told it was. I'm talking about Apple officially moving to China, Google helping censor over there and here, and we're helping put oxygen into that fire that'll save the country. And I'm a patriot, and I love all of you, and I know you appreciate me. But I'm just telling you, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get products that are game-changing, like our Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch for adults and children with the amino acids, or DNA Force Plus. Other leading brands are $300. It's discounted to $70-something. Got very expensive PQQ, CoQ10, just huge levels in it. Alpha Power, Stamina, Energy, Libido. It's so turbocharged, be careful when you take it. It's amazing. Supermale Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Cold Press, very similar to Alpha Power, but a different formula. All Super Blue products, fluoride free, colloidal silver fortified toothpaste. Fluoride free toothpaste fortified with colloidal silver and iodine for adults and children. Sign up for things like Wake Up America Coffee, the toothpaste, Super Male Vitality, X2, things you're going to want to reorder every 15 days, every 30, every 6 months. You can click. You get 5% off each deal with Patriot Points. You get 10% off on top of that when you sign up for AutoShip. We got free shipping store-wide right now on top of it. These are really good deals. BioTrue Selenium. Selenium's an amazing thing. People die without it. You have to have that. You have to have iodine. It's electrochemical used in the brain. We have it from the mustard seed, the purest selenium you're going to find organic out there. BioTrue Selenium. They're all 50 to 40% off right now. And free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And please support all our local affiliates. Please be sponsors for them as well. But whatever you do, understand this is a war, and if they can shut us down, we have the Democrats officially saying they're going after everybody. And I want to spend a few minutes on that with Roger Stone, who's being sued by Obama and the globalists and everybody else. They're trying to set him up as well. We'll get into Amoroso when we come back. But in the few minutes we have here, I just read earlier when we started this segment, the Democrats are, it was secret documents a month ago. Now they're officially saying we're going to go with the EU model and the Chinese model, and we're going to have credit scores, and if you criticize the government or anybody, you're not going to be able to buy or sell, and we're going to fine everybody, and we're going to end freedom for our democracy. Those are quotes. This is, there should be millions in the streets calling for their resignations. They have gone pure authoritarian, Roger, and they're planning something big in the next 84 days before the election, I believe.
It's been amazing is the way you called this from the very beginning. The phony harassment lawsuits, distorting what you said about Sandy Hook, distorting what you said about other important matters in the media, the false accusations against you that you were grooming someone who worked at InfoWars for gay sex, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. These were all laid out there to generate distorted negative headlines, then they take those headlines and they use them as the rationale to bump InfoWars and everything we do here off of all of these important social media platforms. It's insidious. It was a plan. It was formulatic. And you called it from the very beginning.
Well, I've seen what they've done in other countries, what they've done where they're banning speech in France and in Brazil. We're going to talk about this more a little bit in the next hour. I'm going to come back into Amoroso and their big play, obviously, to get minorities not to vote for Republicans in the midterms and not to vote for their American birthright and freedom. But they've been doing the similar things to you, Roger. And the reason they had to panic and fully deplatform us is it wasn't working. But think about how bold that is, listeners and viewers, to literally begin unpersoning someone off of every platform and then targeting those that even talk about you or show you. This is the total end of free speech, using the big Google, Facebook system to censor everybody with the head of Apple orchestrating the whole thing from his slave factories in China.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee. Where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Sweden is on fire after organized car firebombing blitz. Another car rammed into four pedestrians at Parliament in England.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
A liberal judge.
From Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
A liberal judge just released five people living in an armed compound with tunnels and starving children and the dead body of a young teenage boy because their lawyer said it was racist to hold them. Even though witnesses and people that contacted the police said that they were allegedly training for mass shootings and an uprising to kill police. Vimeo said that when I reported that it was fake news and banned me 2 days ago. I am sworn to defend this republic. And I got to tell you, Roger Stone's here with us for this segment and the next. I want to get into the whole Amorosa thing, but Roger, they are working around the clock to take our servers down right now. I've got to have people up here at like midnight just to keep Infowars.com up. Newswars.com is up. PrisonPlanet.com is up. Europe Wars was down earlier today with stuff going on. I mean, we are under DDoS attacks, everything. And it just becomes the normal background that everyone's recording the president and editing it. Amorosa was the African-American liaison first. Sounds like they're talking about how to spend what's reportedly. So remember, they leaked it. Oh, also on the NBC tape, you can see what's happening now. Our best dead reckoning on this is that he'd always said that was edited. They're discussing, grab him by this. They say, did he say the N-word? No, he didn't. Amorosa goes, that's a lie. Jumps in. It's clearly all edited. Trump's denying it, but the media's spinning it like the aides are saying it was true. But when we played the audio earlier, we'll play it again in a moment. That's not what you hear, Roger. But let's get into Amorosa herself and her character first.
Absolutely, Alex. As you know, we broke the story here at InfoWars that early in the Trump administration, that Amorosa had persuaded the president to send a delegation from the White House to Haiti for the inauguration of the new regime, which is really the old corrupt regime with some new front men, that has robbed the Haitian people blind, which stole all of the earthquake relief money after that horrific natural disaster. And I think she should have been fired right then and there. The common denominator was a Democratic political consultant named Ron Daniels, who is a friend of Amorosa's. Amorosa traveled to Haiti.
By the way, let's go back, because I want to give me those exact headlines. I remember I was like, get off this Amorosa thing. You were coming on, you know, back then, like almost every day, and it was Amorosa, 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 Amorosa. And you said, listen, she's a Democratic operative. She's going to set things up, and she's tied to corruption in Haiti. So what were the headlines back then? Because I want to pull those up for viewers.
The actual headline, I think, is why is Amorosa helping the Clintons rape of Haiti? I think it's up on the InfoWars site. I believe it's also up at the Stone Cold Truth site. I think we cross-posted it at the time. I interviewed Azilio Danto right here on InfoWars about this at least twice. So this woman is evil. She is not one of us. Now, I recognize why during the campaign, having a person of color willing to campaign for the president to someone who knew him personally, someone who could attest that he is not a racist, he's not, was valuable. She was loyal to Trump, and Trump was loyal to her during the campaign. I think she did an extraordinary disservice to the Trump administration and to the country, fronting for these criminals in Haiti. Hell hath no scorn, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. She was soaking up a huge paycheck. She was doing nothing. She was abusive to other members of the staff. She seemed to think because she had a prior personal relationship with the president that the rules did not apply to her.
Well, let's just get down to brass tacks. Trump doesn't dislike black people or black women. And we need to win this midterm. So I have to know there's some real ace cards floating around out there. And I just wonder, Roger, if that'll ever come out.
Well, look.
About Trump and Amorosa.
I don't think Donald Trump ever had a romantic relationship with Amorosa. I do know that he did once date an African-American supermodel.
So you're going to go ahead and put this out now. Go ahead.
At a time that he was single, a woman who appeared multiple times on the cover of Vogue, a stunningly beautiful woman who happened to be African-American. He was single. She was single. So much for the idea that he is a racist. He doesn't have a racist bone in his body.
And Roger, there's even more to the story, but we're just going to leave it at that because this has not been reported. And I really think, regardless of what the president wants, at a certain point, we have to do what's best for him.
Well, I'm going to be in Dallas. Pardon me, I'm going to be in Austin for the next 2 days, and I think perhaps we can lay this whole story out because I know Donald Trump 40 years. He is not a racist.
Well, let's just say it. You were his wingman, And you know absolutely he's not a racist.
I know that for a fact. Look at some of his friends. Mike Tyson, Don King. Look at his courtship of this absolutely stunning black model who was really on the cover of Vogue, I believe, three or four times, which is a record. Perhaps Amorosa may have aspired to have a romantic relationship with him when he was single, but I doubt he was interested in. And now she turns out to be a lying viper. Let's take, for example, the claim in her book that the Republican pollster Frank Luntz heard Trump use the N-word.
Not true.
Well, I know Luntz. I've known him since he was 13 years old. He denies it. He said he never heard anything whatsoever and that she never confirmed the same with him. So, look, her book is a piece of garbage. This is.
Well, I was about to say, though, I'm going to play this tape when we come back. But if you listen to it, the women are like, no, he said he didn't say it. But then they move on. Well, what about the other stuff? Well, he's embarrassed about it. They're talking at the time during the campaign about the famous grab her by the you-know-what tape. So you can tell it's all edited. And then the women are saying, no, he didn't say it. She's like, no, no, that's a lie. You can see her trying to set him up back then.
Yeah, absolutely. This is all about her. It's all about her being fired and the blow to her ego. She was trying to acquire power. She was trying to acquire turf inside the White House. But essentially, she's incompetent. And she was not even effective in her outreach to the black community on behalf of this administration. My question is an obvious one, Alex. What's going to matter more to African-American voters? The lowest unemployment rate among black Americans in U.S. history, or the fact that Amorosa is butthurt about being fired? I think the answer is pretty clear.
Well, even the Democrats at first said illegally recording people in the Situation Room, saying Kelly threatened her. That's the standard deal. Hey, you ought to resign. This will be a lot easier. I wouldn't tar your name. I wouldn't look disgruntled. You know, we'll try to help you out. We'll give you a good recommendation. That's the standard deal when you work in a media or governmental type deal is, hey, you know, you've been doing some stuff you're not supposed to. We now know what that was, running around grandstanding, violating security, recording people. Which is all confirmed. He's saying, be nice, we'll play nice. And she calls that a threat. I call that somebody, you know, trying to give you a chance.
I couldn't agree more. Look, we know that she asked to hold her wedding in the Rose Garden. No staff member has ever held a wedding in the Rose Garden. Members of the first family, Trisha Nixon, for example, was married there. One of President Johnson's daughters was married there. That's appropriate. Staff members, not appropriate. So when that request is rejected by General Kelly, Amorosa just barges into the place and does what she wants anyway. There's grounds for firing right there. So this is all about her. What's amazing to me is the way the mainstream media, particularly CNN, has whipped this into a story. This is tabloid crap. We've got the Chinese communists on the verge of taking over this country by the hijacking, or it's even worse, the sales of all our technology, and all they want to talk about is Amorosa. Tired of it.
We'll be right back. We're going to air this tape and then talk about the censorship. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com, Infowars.com. And please don't forget, we'll tell you about the Stone Legal Defense Fund when we come back. And without you, we're not going to be here. We are the folks taking action. We love you. We appreciate you. Without you, we will not be here. We're running a mega sale, free shipping on our best-selling supplements, T-shirts, books, films, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You've driven the app to number one, and it's got a 5-star rating. But ladies and gentlemen, go to InfoWars.com/show and click on to subscribe to the free podcast, because they delisted us everywhere else. You've got to subscribe there to make sure you get it. And don't forget to tell friends, families, and neighbors about it. The power of you and word of mouth is incredible. That's why they did thousands of articles a day lying about me until Sunday. And then the head of Apple quarterbacking and had a meeting and said he's getting too much attention. No more coverage. Well, we're covering it here, and thanks to DrudgeReport.com, it's getting out as well. But InfoWarsStore.com, amazing products, great prices, and you're funding the second American Revolution as it goes global. Buy your war bonds today at InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, they win.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.